Let's look at them one at a time. As we go through them, think of the score you would award to your clinic on each one. At the end, you'll see that with the exception of money and hours, the rest are a factor of your overall employability score. All right, first, money. I put money first because it so often appears to be the reason why that employees leave. I've heard it said that staff won't work harder for more money, but they won't work harder without more money. As you're going to see before we finish, all seven of the staff killers work in concert. If you're bad on the other six, you won't be able to pay enough money to keep good staff. I consulted in an office recently where the average staff person was paid $42 an hour. It wasn't because the doctor was doing so well, but because he was so hard to be around. He finally concluded that the only way he was going to keep staff was to pay them so much they could not afford to quit. When I interviewed them, they all told me that they wanted to quit, but simply could not find this money elsewhere. The doctor and his staff were both miserable. Him because of his high staff overhead, them because of their self-loathing for staying in such a toxic environment. If this story looks even remotely familiar to you, you need to make some changes. This is not the way you want to spend your 41 years in practice. I mentioned that some offices suffer from two major staff turnover problems. The first is the loss of great staff, and the second is the eternal retention of the wrong people. If you're underpaying your team, you can count on both of these problems finding their way into your life. If you pay too little, you attract the wrong people. Yes, even with low pay, you'll occasionally get a few winners, but they'll leave as soon as they can find better pay. So how much should you be paying your team? Yes, I know it's a factor of your specific region. I realize that. There are a couple of resources or steps you can take to find out what the going rate is for attracting good employees. Talk to any friends that you have in the area that claim to have great staff. Ask them how much they pay. Ask them how long they've been paying it and how long they've had great staff. Number two, talk to an employment agency. Ask them how much they have to pay or how much you would have to pay if you worked through them to attract someone with the necessary skills and background you're looking for. If they tell you the going rate is $12.31, you can count on that being accurate. They keep statistics on what level of promised compensation makes the phone ring. Number three, our experience has been that in most areas, you're going to pay between 1.5 and 2 times minimum wage to start a good employee. This, of course, will represent a low number if you're in a highly competitive job market surrounded by high-paying corporate employers. Some of our doctors who practice in the Silicon Valley area tell me that they start new, untrained staff at between $35 and $40 an hour. Look in the newspaper and on websites like Yahoo Jobs or Monster.com to see what other doctors are offering. This would be the same when it comes to benefits as it is for starting pay. Strangely enough, one of the least reliable sources for information on competitive pay rates is your own employees. If you ask them what they should be paid, they can cite any number of close personal friends that are hauling down six-figure salaries just for parking cars. Once you know what the going rate is for your area, you're left with three choices. You can step up to the plate and pay the money.